Welcome to our Festival of God's Creation. And I want to welcome those of you who are online to participate as fully as possible. This will be a very special and different type of service. So glad that you are with us today for this special celebration. At Anderson First, we make disciples for Jesus Christ by following our pathway, living our faith, nurturing families, serving our communities. I am Reverend Corrine Borif, and as always, it is a privilege to be with you this morning. Others who will be assisting me in worship today, Allie Hall, Mark Murray, will be substituting for Elizabeth, who is homesick. Marnie Tupling, Susan Doe. We welcome Jerry Williams, Marnie Tupling, and Matt and Susan Doe with their special guest out in the narthex. If you haven't gotten to take a look at those displays, those tables, or make a purchase from Jerry, I've already made my three purchases, so be sure to check out those tables. Just a beautiful variety of God's creation in our midst. We will also have participating our sanctuary choir, and we are so grateful for them under the direction of Susan Finger. You are invited to hold the world in your hand. Hopefully each one of you received one of these. These are embedded with seeds, so they are a special gift to you. They are wildflower seeds that are in here. There are special instructions. I invite you to take a photo with your phone of those instructions so that you can take them home with you. But be sure to get your world and hold that. You can get it before the service starts. There's also some out at the narthex on the Welcome Center. Those of you who are worshiping with us at home, you are welcome to come by the church and get your little seed-embedded world. So we'd be grateful to share that with you as well. A change during our time of prayer. I want you to notice before we get there that the Lord's Prayer this morning is a responsive prayer. It is different. So please note that when we get to that point in the service. Those of you who have submitted your photo for our celebration, a creation celebration, we are so grateful. We will have that video that we'll display later in the service. At that point for the blessing, there will be an opportunity for you to hold the pictures that you brought with you. If any of you have those with you of your pet or a part of creation that you particularly celebrate, you may lift those up at that time for that part of the celebration and blessing. Alpha Brass has a special concert coming up next Sunday at 3 p.m. Be sure to be here. You won't want to miss it. You're always in for a treat when they are playing. I now invite Susan Doe to introduce her special guest. Susan? I see a scramble taking place. There we go. There is a microphone here. You're welcome to get that. And Matt, thank you, both of them. And I'll let you introduce her and tell us a little bit about her. She's very excited to be here today.
This is Harper. She is one of our six dogs. Yes, six. She's like the mom of everybody. She came from the Animal Protection League, which is the city shelter. And we introduce all of our fosters to her first, kittens, cats, dogs, whatever, because she's just super sweet and easy. I don't know what she is. The vet calls her an American brown dog. She's 6 years old, and yes, she came from the shelter, and she's just a super great girl.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Let us now stand as you wander through the crowd. Stand to greet one another with the joy of knowing Jesus Christ. As you return to your seats, let us center our hearts for worship. Let us stand for our call to worship. The heavens are telling the glory of the Lord, and the firmament proclaims his handiwork. All around us are signs and wonders, fingerprints of the Creator. Praise be to God. The earth is the Lord's and all that is in it, the world and all who live in it. All around us we find life. All the created world is related to us. Praise be to God. Come, let us dwell in God's work of art. Here in this wondrous world, we are not alone. We share this life with the heavens and the earth, with the waters and land, the trees and grass, with fish, birds, and animals, with minerals and creatures of every form, and with all our brothers and sisters. Praise be to God. God is good, and everything God makes is good. Praise to the Creator of all that is seen and unseen. Amen.
Good morning. It's good to be here. In the words of the great moral philosopher George Burns, at my age, it's good to be anywhere. I'm going to share a little parable with you called Why God Created Animals. Imagine with me. Adam said, Lord, when I was in the garden, you walked with me every day. Now I do not see you anymore. I am lonesome here, and it is difficult for me to remember how much you love me. And God said, no problem. I will create a companion for you that will be with you forever, and who will be a reflection of my love for you, so that you will love me even when you cannot see me. Regardless of how selfish or childish or unlovable you may be, this new companion will accept you as you are and will love you as I do, in spite of yourself. And God created a new animal to be a companion for Adam. And it was a good animal, and God was pleased. And the new animal was pleased to be with Adam, and he wagged his tail. And Adam said, Lord, I have already named all the animals in the kingdom, and I cannot think of a name for this new animal. And God said, no problem, because I have created this new animal to be a reflection of my love for you. His name will be a reflection of my own name, and you will call him Dog. So Dog lived with Adam and was a companion to him and loved him. And Adam was comforted, and God was pleased, and God was content, and Dog was content and wagged his tail. After a while, it came to pass that Adam's guardian angel came to the Lord and said, Lord, Adam has become filled with pride. He struts and preens like a peacock, and he believes he is worthy of adoration. Dog has indeed taught him that he is loved, but perhaps too well. And the Lord said, no problem. I will create for him a companion who will be with him forever and who will see him as he is. The companion will remind him of his limitations, so he will know that he is not always worthy of adoration. So God created Cat to be a companion for Adam. And Cat would not obey Adam. And when Adam gazed into Cat's eyes, he was reminded that he was not the supreme being after all. And Adam learned humility. And God was pleased. And Adam was greatly improved. And Dog was happy. And the cat didn't give a hoot about it one way or the other. We will now show your photos of the parts of God's creation that are meaningful to you.
our blessing if you brought a photograph of a part of God's creation that's special to you. You're invited to lift it as it will also be a part of this blessing. We give you thanks and praise, O God of creation, for the grandeur of all that you have made. For our pets that reflect your love to us and remind us of your creativity, may our hearts be filled with thanksgiving for them. We give you thanks and praise, asking for your blessing upon this world, which is rolled into a sphere, packaged in sunshine and gift wrapped in your love. It is through Jesus Christ, who came for all the world and lives and reigns with God the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God forever. Amen.
Morning. I'd like to invite all the children down for our children's moment. All right, Emma, why don't you go ahead and once you get seated, open up our bag for us. No, let Emma do it. What is it? It's a mirror. Now, everyone hold the mirror, get a chance to look at it. It's one of the fancy magnification mirrors, too, so if you turn it over, you can see all your nose hairs. You're welcome. All right, guys. Now, what do you see when you look in a mirror? What is that called? What's it called?
Glass.
Did you say pupil? Oh, people. Glass, people, glass. No, not quite what I'm looking for.
A reflection.
Reflection. Yeah, those are my nose hairs. Thank you. Yeah, here you go. Yeah, a reflection. Very good. Now, did you know that there was once a perfect reflection of God in the world? What might that have been? A perfect reflection of God. What do you think?
When he was baptized.
Close. Jesus. Jesus was a perfect reflection of God. Now, does that mean that Jesus looked just like God? No, because we don't know what God looks like, right? But we know that Jesus was kind and good and loving and forgiving. And we know that God is all of those things too. Now, do you know that there are not so perfect reflections of God in the world? Who might that be?
Us.
The people you just saw in the mirror, that's right. We get to be reflections of God too, and we don't get to be perfect like Jesus, but we can be good and kind and loving and forgiving just like God and Jesus is for us. And that's what we're going to learn a little bit more about today, is how we can see God reflected in Jesus, because all month long we've been learning about different ways that we can get to know God, and this week we're going to learn how we can get to know God by getting to know Jesus. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to head downstairs and talk more about that.
Most days, I get the opportunity to be outside and work with plants, and the one thing I look forward to this time of year is watching the gardens emerge from winter. You start by seeing the daffodil bulbs, tulip bulbs, maybe some hyacinth, to when you start seeing the perennials poke through the soil, and then you start to smell some of the lilac flowers as they start to open up and bloom. For those who may not know, I work at a plant nursery. And my main job there is to plant annual flower displays for our customers, whether it be one small tiny pot or filling their whole landscape with annual flowers each season. While seeing the finished displays is always really satisfying, the one thing that I look forward to is seeing the smile and the excitement on people's faces as they come out and see the beautiful flowers. It always amazes me that something as simple as one small flower gives people so much joy and happiness. So I encourage you all to go out and enjoy God's creations, whether it be going out and just taking a breath of fresh air, stopping and smelling the roses, or sitting under a shade tree, or taking your little seed paper and watching all the flowers grow. But enjoy everything that God has created for us. God, you made all your creation to give. You formed the sun, the moon, the stars, the earth, and the plants to give. You also designed your supreme creation, humans, to give as well. May our gifts today show you, Creator God, that we are honored to be one of these creations by joyfully giving back to you. Amen.
Yeah.
you please join me in prayer? God of the universe, you created the world and sent your own Son to live among us, made of the same stuff, breathing the same air, marveling at sunrise and sunset just as we do. We thank you for the beauty of creation and of our salvation. Forgive us, Lord, for the times we have taken the earth for granted and wasted what you would have given us. Transform our hearts and minds so that we would learn to care and share, respecting all living things as a reflection of you. Help us to appreciate the life around and within us as gifts from you. God of love and life, restore us to your peace. Renew us through your power and teach us how to love all that you have created and to care for the earth as your gift and our home. In the name of our Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, we pray. Amen. Let us now pray responsively the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. You are the beginning and you are the end. Amen. All right, our Old Testament reading is from Genesis 1, verses 23 through 25. An evening passed and morning came, marking the fifth day. Then God said, "Let the earth produce every sort of animal, each producing offspring of the same kind, livestock, small animals that scurry along the ground, and wild animals." And that is what happened. God made all sorts of wild animals, livestock, and small animals, each able to produce offspring of the same kind. And God saw that it was good. And our New Testament reading is from Romans 1, verses 19 through 20. They know the truth about God because he has made it obvious to them. For ever since the world was created, people have seen the earth and sky. Through everything God made, they can clearly see his invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature. So they have no excuse for not knowing God. This is God's word for God's people today. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
We're going to continue our celebration, and I'm going to invite you to participate a little more than you already have. I'm going to ask that you respond whenever I say, God saw that. You are going to respond, it was good. Let's practice. God saw that.
It was good.
Oh, you got it. Very good. And if you need to know what that was, if you forget, it's in your scripture, the last line of Genesis that we read this morning. Going to share some of God's amazing creation, his creativity in the midst of us. First, I want to start with the crow, that big black bird that may sit in your backyard and seem to holler at you, that kind of squawk that it does. The crow is an extremely intelligent bird, one of the most intelligent birds. It actually uses and makes tools. But what I found most interesting about a crow was that crows remember individual people. So if you ever picked on a crow, they remember you. And they not only just remember you, they don't keep it to themselves. They share it with hundreds of other crows. So you are marked. I tell you, if you have done something to a crow, they're talking about you all over. And they remember. They can remember for 2 years. But by that time, they've passed it on to another generation. Who's remembering? And so they are, you want to be careful. If you're out in your backyard and you see a crow, beware. They're talking about you. So, and God saw that. It was good. Another part of God's creation is bamboo. Bamboo does grow in Indiana. I've planted it. I had a little start of bamboo. I thought, oh, this will be fun. You can't get rid of it. Bamboo grows 35 inches. That's all, 1 inch short of 3 feet in 1 day. We had bamboo, and it was growing like that. Kind of taking over the backyard, we decided to dig it up, which we thought we did. We dug it up. There was nothing there. We even had a burn pit over it for a while, and we thought, okay, we've got this beat. We won't have any more. We built a shed over the spot. Within a month, bamboo had grown up and lifted the shed off of its foundation. God saw that. It was good. Whales. Whales are amazing creatures, huge animals of the water. And whales weigh up to 400,000 pounds. And they are, that's about 200 tons, if you're into that part of measurement. And they can lift themselves out of the water in a leap. Now, how they lift 200 tons, I have no clue. But in order to get that size, a baby whale that is nursing can gain 100 pounds in 1 hour. I felt like that some days, right? You sit and you're just eating and watching TV and you're, oh gosh. 100 pounds in an hour. God saw that it was good. The housefly. We cannot imagine what good God saw in creating the housefly, right? That pesky little insect that invades our homes, that this is the time of year they're going to start showing up. And they come into our home. But when you see a housefly, just think about God's creativity. A housefly can turn. If you've ever tried to swat one, this is why. A housefly can turn 6 times a different direction in a second. They can fly fly straight up, they can fly straight down, they can hover, they can do somersaults, and they can land on the ceiling. God saw that it was good. And then there's us. So much more about all of God's creation, but so much more about us. One, we have a part of our body inside of us. Our heart is about the size of our fist within our body, and it can pump 1,000 gallons a day. 1,000 gallons a day. That's 3 tanker trucks is what it pumps for us. And it doesn't sleep. It never stops, thank goodness. Our brains don't sleep either, which controls all parts of us, right? Our brains do. And our brains, when we rest, when we go to sleep, our brains continue to work. They do things like they get rid of our toxins and they begin to regulate different hormones in our body and they file away those things that we can call on later to remember. Amazing. God saw that. It was good. Well, what does it mean when creation is good? You see, that's the theme of Genesis here that we have in our scripture. The theme of Genesis is that creation is good. What does that mean? What do we see when we look around us? Not necessarily good. When we look around us at creation and we're really looking at what's taking place, things are eating things. In order to survive, things are eating other things. You know, if you were to take a walk in a park today, the grass is working real hard to stay green. And it's using sunshine, minerals, and water to do so. But there are bugs that come along and they eat the grass. These little teeny bugs will eat the grass. Aphids are one of those. And other bugs, larger bugs, come along and eat those. And then the birds come along and eat those bugs, and so on and so forth. It's not necessarily that as Christians we have trouble finding things happening in creation that are not necessarily good, right? It is finding and identifying the good and holding on to that. Just this morning when I check all kinds of things, but one of the things that I checked is different, the seismic activity in the world. This morning before worship, there were 6 earthquakes. 3 of those were in Alaska. And they range from 2.5 on the Richter scale, which means that they probably were not even noticed, up to a 5.7, which means it had done some damage in all likelihood. Happens all around us. So how can we say, how can we hold on to this goodness when God said it was good? Really? Still? Yes. For example, we are told in Scripture, in Romans, our passage, Romans 1, verse 20, that through all that God made, it shows us that God, it reveals to us the invisible things of God, God's power and God's presence. It reveals God to us. And so we have this creation that reveals our God to us. It reflects a good God. And it's beautiful. We have no question that nature has some beauty all around us. Take a look at Jerry Williams' photographs out there, or the plants that Marnie brought in, or even little Harper. There's beauty right here all around us in creation. And we have no doubt about those things. We have no doubt that creation allows us to live, and everything is to support life and create life. Those things are powerful, and those things are good. But to reflect God, God is a good God. And we can see, we are told even in Scripture, God wanted us to know Him in all ways, even the invisible ways. So God's creativity, God's power, God's grace. So nature, creation, can reveal God's nature to us. But it also reveals God's goodness to us, God's generosity, God's love. God's goodness. There is a book. Well, let me back up. Before I get to my book, there is a word in our scripture, in Genesis, and it's found in Genesis several times in the creation story, and that's the word good. In the Hebrew Bible, it's in language, it's tov, T-O-V. And this is another reason that creation is good. Because creation has a purpose. Tov literally means in the Hebrew, it means it has a purpose. We may not see it always, but everything that God created has a purpose. There is a book called The Doors of the Sea. And this book was written after the 2004 tsunami that either killed or took, some are still missing, 150,000 people. And in that book, the author addresses how we can say God's creation and God are good in the midst of that. And he said that what we need to do as Christians especially is to model for the rest of the world. We're not looking through rose-colored glasses just denying the fact that there is harsh and cruelty and evil in the world. We're not denying that. But the God that created what we see, we see it as an act of love. We look at that through the hope of God's goodness always in all things. And when we hear in Scripture that God has good, can bring good about in all situations, in all things, this is what we're talking about. God is good and God works for good, even when evil occurs. So I invite you to repeat again with me. This is a different one that many of you, hopefully all of you, know, and I'm going to ask for you to respond. All the time, God is good. God is good.
All the time.
Amen. Today we remember. We will remember always that God speaks to us through the beauty of His creation, and we will try our best to answer God's call to care for all that He has created. Benediction. God still has the whole world in God's hands, holds on to it, loves it, participates in it, and continues to create in our midst. Praise be to God. Amen.